With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The U.S.-China trade war is heating up, with Beijing hiking tariffs on American goods from 84 to 125% effective tomorrow. A few days ago, President Trump announced tariffs on China totaling 145%. The sightseeing helicopter was over the Hudson between New York City and New Jersey yesterday afternoon. Something went terribly wrong.
The plane started falling apart in midair, and then the tail came off and then just flipped over in midair and started falling into the ground. Propeller still propelling without the helicopter as it was falling.
Bruce Wall was watching as the copter plunged into the river. A family of five from Spain and the pilot on board, and all were lost. No one injured at Washington's Reagan National Airport. The wingtip of one plane bumped another aircraft. That happened on the tarmac yesterday afternoon. Also at SRNNews.com, the doctor will see you now, Mr. President.
It's the president's first physical exam of his second term, and it will be conducted at Walter Reed National Medical Center. Earlier this week, he wrote online that he has never felt better, but nevertheless, these things must be done. In November 2023, the Trump campaign issued a doctor's statement saying Trump's overall health was excellent. At age 78, Donald Trump is the oldest person sworn in as president. Greg Clugston, the White House.
The latest inflation report shows that price hikes are easing at the wholesale level, reflecting the cost of goods before they reach consumers. It is the first decline in wholesale prices in almost a year and a half. And on Wall Street this morning, stocks are lower. The Dow is down about 126 points, while the Nasdaq Composite Index is off 61, the S&P down 19 points. This is SRN News. Mike Huckabee is the new U.S. ambassador to Israel.
The former Arkansas governor has been confirmed to the position on a party line vote in the Senate. Huckabee will be welcomed in Jerusalem. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu welcomed his confirmation on social media, saying, quote, "This is a great day for the Israeli-American alliance. I look forward to working with Ambassador Huckabee to make the unbreakable bond between our two nations even stronger." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Kim Shin-jo, a prominent ex-North Korean commando who settled in South Korea after his daring mission to assassinate then-South Korean President Park Chung-hee in 1968 failed, has died at the age of 82. Kim was captured, pardoned, and later came to Christ, spending the rest of his life as a pastor working for one of South Korea's large evangelical churches. He also traveled across the country, delivering speeches that were critical of North Korea's communist dictatorship. This is SRN News. Well, what a game it was for one young baseball player.
Marion Boyd became the first minor league player in several decades to steal six bases in a game without getting a hit to get on base in the first place. Boyd pulled off the feat for Beloit in a game against Cedar Rapids. He reached base on a fielder's choice, a walk, and he got hit by a pitch. He then stole second and third base each time. Boyd is part of the Miami Marlins organization. He has stolen 98 bases in 203 minor league games. Jason Walker reporting.
Workers have recovered thousands of gallons of crude oil from an underground pipeline spill on North Dakota farmland. However, it's not clear when oil will again start flowing to refineries. The cause of the rupture along the pipeline near Fort Ransom, about 60 miles southwest of Fargo, is under investigation. More details, SRNNews.com.